Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Appleton Parkersburg girls basketball coach Brady Driscoll. Season will start up on Monday here against Hampton Dumont Cal. We'll talk about that here in a sec. But first of all, just what have you liked about what you've seen in practice so far? I know we're a couple weeks in here at this point.
Yeah, we're putting an emphasis, I think, on a lot of, trying to get shots up and not turn the ball over, and getting the right shot too, and not forcing the issue. But if we can take care of the ball and get open looks, I have pretty good confidence in all of our kids to knock down open shots at a pretty good click. So just making sure that we're not turning it over, forcing the issue, and staying spaced and getting the right shot for us has been a big emphasis, and it's looked pretty good so far.
Yeah, so when it comes to filling those starting spots that were open up after the end of last year, I guess maybe you know who they are, maybe not at this point, but what do you need to see from those girls to kind of earn those starting spots here?
Yeah, it kind of like what I just talked about too, with not turning it over. When you come up, from playing a fresh off game or a JV game, sometimes those can be kind of sloppier but sometimes slower pace too. But if we can take care of the ball and then you get up that varsity game and it's kind of faster paced and a lot more up and down. But we need to really take care of the ball and be under, 15, 13 turnovers a game while forcing the issue for the other team as well. So, kids out there that can take care of it and kids out there that can knock down shots. And then really rebound too is a big thing for us. If we can put kids out there that'll be physical and go after loose balls and rebound, that'll be a huge benefit for us. And so just trying different pieces out there, different combinations, and seeing what works best for us. But so far, it's been a good experience for us.
Yeah, and this is probably kind of along the same lines, but when you compare, last year to what things might look like this year, what are some of the biggest areas where you think this team can grow or can improve from last season?
Yeah, it's gonna be different because last year Kendall was kind of that calming player for us, and if things were going sideways or we needed a basket, there's a good chance she was touching the ball on the offensive end for us. So losing her in that way, we need to find somebody else that can step up. And I think having some older kids now too, are probably top, 6, 7, 8 are all juniors and seniors. So they've been through it a few years now. So that certainly helps when you have older players on the floor. And when you sub, you still have older players, experienced players and smart players too. I think very smart in the classroom group of kids, 1 through 16, but then on the basketball court too, they're a pretty headsy group and know what we're trying to get done. So that's a big benefit for us of having a smart group and putting the pieces together, and we'll see where it takes us.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Appleton Parkersburg girls basketball coach Brady Driscoll. Back with more of the Coach's Corner with Appleton Parkersburg girls basketball coach Brady Driscoll as we get ready for the start of the 2024-25 season here on Monday night with Hampton Dumont Cal. And that's a team that you've played here the last few years. Kind of mixed results, I guess. I know 2 years ago was a close game, or 3 years ago was a close game. Last couple years is kind of blowouts in your favor. But what do you know about these guys, and what's going to happen here on Monday night?
Yeah, well, very similar to us. I think they have a lot of older kids on their team, but they have a freshman. I think Valley Twins' sister, I think, is a freshman now. So they'll have a freshman out there, I think, at some capacity, whether she's starting or coming off the bench. I'm sure she'll see a lot of minutes there for them. But then their three leading scorers from last year are all back. So they're experienced. Those kids have been playing since they've been freshmen at the varsity level. So they know the routine. They know what they need to do to win games. So they'll have scorers back, and they're in probably pretty good sync with who they have back as well. They have another senior, not one of the twins, but another senior that was, I think, their second leading scorer. They've obviously probably been playing together for years, so I think there'll be pretty good chemistry between those three at least, and then the sister as well, and then some nice post players too. So I think they'll be in sync and they'll know what they need to do to have a successful season for them. So we'll have to just make sure that we're closing out hard to those guards and rebounding and take care of the ball, because I think last year when we played there, I think we were right around 25 turnovers or so. That's some of the best backcourt play that we'll see this year, is with those guys. They're active, they play hard for the whole game, have active hands. So we need to make sure that we take care of the ball and locate where they're at all times.
And when it comes to looking at the rest of the NICL here, I guess especially in the Central Division, certainly some changes across the board when it comes to looking at some of these other teams. What kind of jumps off the page at you as far as looking at the NICL Central here and what you're going to face here this year?
Well, bias might be a part of it, but I think our pod is absolutely loaded. Denver, I think is as good a team as, anybody in the state, probably, with a lot of their returning pieces, and they're only all of them are pretty much juniors. I think they should easily be a top five team. Hudson does not lose anybody. They get everybody back and another year older for them. And that was with starting two freshmen last year. So they're older and they got a season of varsity play under their belt. And then obviously you have the senior group for them. They can put up some points and rebounds. I think Willand was one of the top 3-point shooters in the state last year, and Rhodes was one of, if not the top rebounder in 2A. So they'll be very good. They'll be a top 15, top 10 team. Columbus, we seem to struggle against Columbus. They always seem to have somebody who just kills us on the boards and is scrappy and put up points. Last year at their place, that was a 2-point game, I think, and the game at home was a 10-point game where we kind of built a lead but couldn't ever pull away from them, and they just hung around. So they hang around and they play extremely hard. Corey does a nice job over there with them. So yeah, it's gonna be a battle. And then obviously Dyke too. They graduate their three from last year, but they'll always have athletes and they always have success. And with Matt coaching over there now, he'll do a great job with them, get them in the right spots, and they'll always have athletes. So the pod's gonna be as tough as ever, and we're looking forward to the challenge. It'll only make us better come postseason play.
All right. Well, I think that's about it for today. Looking forward to finally getting the season started. But that's AP Girls Basketball Coach Brady Driscoll. Thank you so much for the time today.
Hey, you betcha.
All right. More of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.